Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And you know, hear me introduce people as my dear friends, but really, truly, I want to tell you how excited I am today, because Donna Johnson is not just a good friend to me, but to many people. And she is, her story of playing big is probably one at the top because of where she started and where she is today. And Donna, thank you for being with me today.
Thank you, Sharon. It's just an honor to be with you. You just set a great example for everyone. And yeah, I just love and appreciate you.
Well, Donna lives here in Arizona, but she also has a beautiful place in Wisconsin, and that's where she is right now, and enjoying the wonderful days here in September. So we'll be back together in October. We were just talking about that before we started recording. But for those of you, you know, thinking about Play Big, you know, when I tell you about Donna Johnson, you're going to think, well, easy for her to say. And I'm going to actually ask her to go back to the beginning, because very few people have accomplished what Donna has. And right now she has thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who create their success to having her leadership, her inspiration. And Donna is at the top, absolute top of the network marketing industry and top of her field. And she has thousands of people who are making 6- and 7-figure incomes underneath her. And it wasn't always that way, but she, this industry, as you well know, with Rich Dad Poor Dad, I've been involved with this industry for 20 years. And so I've had the pleasure and honor of meeting many of the top people in the network marketing industry and many different companies. But I can honestly say from my heart that of all the people I've met, there are only 2 or 3 that really stand out as truly, really, you know, I'm not going to use the word giants, because they are really truly the shining stars of truly there because they want to help other people. And their success has been generated because of creating so much success for so many others. And this has been panned out because, Donna, I understand you just got a Lifetime Achievement Award, and only 5 other people have gotten that in the industry. So I want to congratulate you, and only the second woman.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was quite an honor. Very unexpected.
So I want to dial back a little bit, Donna, because there's no doubt that you have helped so many people create tremendous success, and you've done that because you've always had the bigger vision, and your bigger vision for playing big is not just for yourself, but for all those people that work with you. But let's go back to the very beginning when you were, you know, a young mother, young single mom. So talk a little, share the beginning story of Donna.
Oh gosh, thank you. Yes, there is no such thing as get rich quick, right? There's always a backstory. I grew up here in beautiful Wisconsin. I did not go to college. I was a competitive swimmer, was a swim coach after high school. And if you're familiar with coaching, you do it for the love of the kids and not for the money. It's probably poverty level income. And I just discovered the profession of network marketing and thought, wow, I mean, no one can tell me what I can earn. It's all based on me and my efforts. And so I just dove right in. Fast forward, as a single mom with 3 small kids, at the age of 29, was going through a divorce, and my ex had worked it out on paper that he didn't make any income. And my family said, go get a real job, because if this thing doesn't work out, we can't bail you out. And I said, I don't want to bail out. I want to be successful. and I want to be there when my kids get home from school. I'm kind of unemployable, I like to say. I don't like alarm clocks and bosses and people telling me what I can earn. And I know based on my work ethic for swimming and coaching, I knew that if I applied myself, I could be successful. So I kind of went out. This was 31 years ago. I went out on those skinny branches and decided to be an entrepreneur and write my own paycheck. And it took a while, obviously. I think my first check, September of 1987, was $17. And most people would have quit, you know? But I just knew the power of building something that just takes time as an entrepreneur. You know, a lot of people trade hours for dollars, but I think more and more people are creating multiple streams of income. And I know that's one thing that you teach with financial literacy. And so I wanted to have something that I didn't have to rely on someone else. I watched my mom go through a real struggle when my dad left my four brothers and I and my mom when I was 13. And we had to go on welfare. You know, I saw her have a nervous breakdown. I saw my grandparents bringing over milk and cheese on Mondays. And I just thought, that's not the life I want. And so if I'm going to get it, I have to create it myself. I don't have to have somebody else create that for me. So my kids grew up watching mom be an entrepreneur. I have five adult children, and they always tell me that the best education, they all are college educated and beyond. And they've all told me that the best education they ever had was watching me build a business from home, how I manage my expectations, how I discipline my goals, how I deal with people. Those are all things that they have to experience in life too. And they got to watch me do that. And so there were so many benefits at the time. I didn't realize the benefit of being an entrepreneur was a really great thing for my kids to watch too.
Well, that's one of the things I talk about no matter where I go. It's, you know, what an incredible opportunity for kids to really be invested in what you're doing, and they get invested in your success. But they also learn, it's not that mom leaves, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning and comes home at 6 o'clock. It's really, they see the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into building the business. And sometimes in the process, it's kind of painful because, you know, you're there, you're within reach, but you're not available because you're working on the business. And so there's a pull and tug on dedication and responsibility. But then when the kids start seeing the success, they get invested in the process. And I think their pride for you is uh-huh. You know, astronomical because they've seen the process. They've seen you grow, right?
Yeah. I was talking to my son recently, and he said, "Oh, your mom is Donna Johnson. She's so lucky." And he said, "No, I was there. She worked her business." And yeah.
So doesn't that make you feel good when you hear him say that? That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know, it wasn't a smooth ride, obviously. Even within the company, you've had ups and downs. But, you know, talk for those people out there that are maybe in that same position where they are, maybe they're single parents and they don't know what to do. And they realize, I mean, network marketing is a wonderful tool for them. But, you know, let's talk about the emotional side, because you were able to apply that coaching side that you had and that dedication to the industry. But maybe somebody that doesn't have that expertise, what kind of advice do you give them to really understand that there is light at the end of the tunnel, but you can't shrink. You need to go out there and create something for yourself. So,
yeah, you actually opened it with vision, and that is key. You have to be able to see your future as being bigger and brighter than your today. And that will create, if it's really fuzzy, you need to work on that. Because that will create the motivation to really go out there and stick to it and not give up and not get on this roller coaster of start and stop. I see so many people do that. No matter what profession they're in, they set a big audacious goal, and then they just kind of back off and they don't stick with it. It's like anything in life, even athletes, you know, that are wanting to be an Olympian. You have to be dedicated and stick with it. And I didn't work, I don't work, 10, 15 hours a day, but I work smart. And I work in time blocks. And I follow through on the things that I say that I'm going to do. Now, my husband and I have been together almost 10 years. He's Swede. So we live in Sweden part-time too. I actually spoke for his company in Dubai, and I fell in love in Dubai too with a Swede. We make it work because we both have home-based businesses. And not too long after we were together, he discovered something about me. And I'm very, very tenacious about my to-do list, Sharon. I just thought everyone was this way. You know, I didn't realize that a lot of people make a to-do list and they just don't really follow through. And I am very disciplined to follow through and do the things that I say that I'm going to do. And I think that that has served me over these years because I just have a lot of energy. And I also, I call it the four D's. I don't let these get in the way. And this is one of the things that I teach. The four D's are doubts, disappointments, distractions, and dream stealers. So doubts, disappointments, distractions, and dream stealers. We will all encounter those four things at any given time and any given order. And I just have learned to put my blinders on and not get distracted with those four D's and just to follow through.
And all of those things can come at the same time when you have something that stops you in the track. One of the things that, you know, I share, Donna, and you've been through this with me, you know, this happened to us when we lost our son 5.5 years ago. Things can happen to us in our life that stops us in our tracks, and then we have a choice to make. And, you know, you have to go through that period of grief and rediscovery and redefining and determining, you know, why I'm still here. So I must have, God must have a purpose. And so rediscovering that purpose and recommitting. And sometimes, you know, everything changes. Things that were important to me before are no longer important. Things that used to stress me out, they don't stress me out anymore because, you know, a lot of things got dialed back in for me as what's important. Talk about a time in your life, because you've had such an incredible success story, but you have 5 children and 8 grandchildren, nothing better than grandchildren, right? But there is something that, you know, that maybe in your own life that stopped you in your tracks and that you can share about so that people understand that, you know, this has not just been an upward total trajectory. You've worked hard. You've earned every ounce of your success. But we all deal with life, and life sometimes throws us curves.
It sure does. And the older I get, the more wisdom I gather. I heard that happens. In fact, Thomas and I were just recently in Washington, D.C. at a retreat, a spiritual retreat. And we learned that we are the most productive to society between the ages of 50 and 90. Don't you love that? I thought, wow, this is awesome. I'm in my sweet spot right now. So I think the biggest thing for me is worrying about what other people thought of things. And now that I'm older, if I could talk to my younger self and just say, don't worry about what other people think. They really aren't thinking that much about you anyway. You know, you have to take care of yourself. And then just, if you're going to make mistakes. And so when you make a mistake, just learn from it. And it's not what happens to you. It's how you rise above things and use it as a learning experience. So you're either growing or you're learning, you know? And so that was one of the big ones for me is I don't need people's approval. I think it's important to live your life. Be clear on who you are. You know, so many people don't think for themselves. And I was talking with someone and she had a kind of a dream stealer in her life. And I said, okay, does that person pay your bills? You know, like other people's opinion of me are not none of my business, really. I think our good friend Rita Davenport used to say that, didn't she?
Well, talking about dream stealers, I think that's a great thing to talk about, because And I don't even think I've shared this with you, Donna. You know my whole rich dad history, but April of this year, I got a letter of apology from Robert Kiyosaki. 11 years after I left Rich Dad, out of the blue comes this letter of apology. So, you know, those dream stealers and people in your life that can, you have a choice. And exactly what you just said, you can't control who they are, but you can control how you allow them to impact you. And that's such an important issue. And I think, you know, of the people that I work with and that I mentor, so many times that fear of criticism, and I love the term dream stealer, because it's not just dream killer, it's a dream stealer, because you're allowing them to take something away from you and you're allowing that to happen. So talk a little bit about how you advise someone when you see someone, well, you just described the story of the dream stealer. What do you share with them?
Oh, wow, Sharon, that just gave me goosebumps. Because we carry heaviness with us when we've been hurt or a dream stealer. And but you said it, we choose to carry it and we need to not carry it and let it go. I love the saying, time heals, but also time reveals. So time heals, time reveals. And I just bless and release things. I really do. And I still struggle sometimes with things, but I'm learning to bless and release. But in a case like that, I encourage people, it depends. If people are just mean-spirited, they're not going to be nice no matter what. Mm-hmm. And just the best revenge is success. Go out and build a successful business and invite them to your celebration for your success. You know? but you can actually, I'm going to teach you, your audience, a little skill that I teach my team. And it's how to turn a dream stealer into an encourager.
That's great. Let's hear it.
Okay. So how it works. So let's say you have a dream stealer that is not a mean person, is not mean spirited. Maybe it's a brother or parent or friend, and they're not supporting you in whatever venture it is that you're doing, but you totally believe in it. You're 100% committed, and you're disappointed with a loved one who is a dream stealer. Maybe you're even sleeping with the enemy. And it's just through nonviolent communication, speak the truth in love. And it goes something like this. Sharon, I don't have a sister, so I'll pretend you're my sister. And let's say you're not supportive of something I'm doing that I believe in. I will say, you know what, Sharon, you mean the world to me. And I know you don't think that what I'm doing is the right thing, but I totally am committed. I believe in this, and here's why. So share your why, share your heart. And that's why I said earlier, know what you want and where you're going. Because if someone challenges you on it, you're going to be so strong, you're not going to let them slow you down. So Sharon, it would mean the world to me if you would encourage me. Because I have a business where when I get up in the morning and look in the mirror, I'm looking at the boss. And I'm going to have some good days and bad days. So if you call me and talk to me and I start complaining or making excuses, or, you know, I'm a kind of a Debbie Downer. Will you bust me? You know, will you just bust me and say, hey, come on, you told me what your dreams are. You can do this. Will you encourage me? So it's just an honest conversation. You know what, Sharon, I know you don't really think I should do this, but, it would mean the world to me if you would bust me when I am, you know, being a downer. And then all of a sudden they go, okay, so I get to play a different role. Instead of being a dream stealer, I can be a buster.
Yep.
And an encourager. And it has worked. It doesn't work with mean people, you know, mean people that don't want you to succeed. And those people, I have a belief about access. Who you allow in your inner circle. And you just start distancing yourself from the people who are not your cheerleaders.
Yeah, and, absolutely. Well,
yeah, and Sharon, we've talked about this. Remember our wedding 4 years ago? People were walking in the wedding and going, look who's here. You know, it was just, oh my goodness. It was like celebrities. And I thought, this is the coolest thing. It's true. You are the sum of the five people you hang around with. And so be careful of who you hang around with. You know, if you're hanging around with dream stealers, encourage them to be an encourager for you.
Well, I love that. And I love that tool to turn a dream stealer into a dream encourager. I think that's fantastic. Yeah. And a cheerleader. Well, I often also go the next step and say, you know, first stop and ask yourself, is this person trying to be a dream stealer truly because they don't want you to succeed, or is it because they see you changing and they're not? And so all of a sudden they're feeling inadequate because they see you're doing something, you're taking action, and they're saying, wait a minute. So they try and pull you back, the old crab in a box. You know, one crab gets out, neither one gets out because they pull each other down. Yeah. And so, you know, I say, take a moment and put on those glasses and say, it's not about me, it's about them. And then in that open communication with them, that's, you know, part of it is letting them see the opportunity that they, maybe their negativity is about themselves and their own fears as well, you know, and then they're taking it out on you. And it's always, it helps me when I look at somebody else and say, wait a minute, they're hurting. It's not that they're really upset with me. They're upset with themselves because they're not taking the action to help themselves. And sometimes that gives you a little reframing of the situation. So,
yes, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, when you have people in your organization and you are an incredible mentor for the people that work with you. But one of the things that I teach are little wins. And this is something that I think your organization is really good at, but you actually add layers to that in helping other people celebrate the accomplishments. And I say, you know, you celebrate the little wins and all of a sudden you wake up and you have a big win. You just had an event in Green Bay or in Wisconsin, celebrating, yeah, you know, million-dollar earners, 750,000. So talk about that philosophy of always acknowledging and celebrating and really helping people build their self-confidence to the point where they can be unbeatable.
Oh, one of the things I love about this business is just being a person that gives recognition. Even for little things, it might even just be a little note of encouragement. It doesn't have to be, you know, gifts and so on, but just recognition is so important. So many people thrive on that. In fact, I think Rita has always said, oftentimes people will work for praises instead of raises. I don't know about that because I think people have to put food on the table, right? They want to build a business and earn income. But always celebrating people. And I think when you can have a culture in your life of gifting and giving, it makes people happy, you know? And who doesn't want to make people happy? So, you know, Green Bay is not only famous for our wonderful Green Bay Packers, but we have an event every year in Green Bay. This year was called Legends and Legacies. And I recognize 30 of my top leaders that are paid on $250,000 all the way up to $2+ million per month. And they were crying. It was totally unexpected. And I just realized, you know, just like, okay, so I know you may not be a football fan and you may not be a Packer fan, but you've got to appreciate Lambeau Field. When we're in the stadium, there are more people in the stadium than live in Green Bay. I mean, if you've flown into Green Bay, it's farm town, little city, no skyscrapers, nothing. And then boom, there's Lambeau Field. But the tradition of Green Bay, players are so excited to play for Green Bay because of the culture and the pride and the winning beliefs attitude. And so that
bigger vision we talked about, that bigger vision. Yeah.
Yeah. People just feel it when they come into the room, they feel our culture of giving back and celebrating people and recognition. And it's not competition. We are all loving and supporting each other. And does it mean we don't have problems here and there? No. But did you know that conflict is a healthy element of a dynamic team or marriage or anything. Conflict is important. If you avoid conflict, you create false harmony, okay? So we teach people how to have healthy conflict, how to resolve things, nonviolent communication, all those things. It makes people closer. And so we have a culture of recognition and winning. You know, people just want to, I feel like I build a culture where even if somebody wants to quit, they don't want to quit because they're just so happy with the experience of being
and the community. And you build a tremendous community of incredible, yeah. You know, and it is primarily women, but you have men in your team as well that are really there to celebrate each other. And that community, it becomes like you guys have really truly have that extended family feeling with the events that I've been to, and I've had the honor of meeting many of your team. So it's something that is definitely stands head and shoulders above a lot of other organizations. So
I want to say this because I think there might be some people in your audience that need to hear this. You might be hearing me and saying, oh yeah, Donna, well, you got a really big audacious business. You know, our team does about $50 million a month. And gosh, when I get there, I can do that. Or, you know, we have several orphanages and we were just in Uganda serving there. When I get big, I can do that. And that's not how it works, Sharon. I started planting these seeds of recognition and giving and our culture way back when I was just brand new in the business. And then as my business grew and my income grew, all of that grew. But I didn't wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to plant recognition in my business, or I'm going to start giving to this charity or that charity. No, you do it all along.
Yeah, it's part of how you've always operated. And that's, I want to end this conversation, but when we go into the private Facebook, I want to come back with that conflict is good concept, because I think that's really important and it's a unique aspect in an industry that's all pumping, you know, basically what you see is a celebration site. I think that's an important thing to talk about. But as we close this one, I want you to, you know, for everyone listening, what she just said was, this has always been her nature, even before she got this tremendous success. And now, Donna, you and Thomas, you are supporting orphanages and organizations all over the world. Tell us a little bit about that, because in the Play Big movement, we talk about legacy and we talk about not just becoming successful, but living a life of significance. So share a little bit about what you do.
Legacy is a big word, isn't it? And we're just so blessed to have, you know, when you start creating success, and some people call it gangster money, don't be afraid of it. Don't shrink. Don't, you know, Hollywood loves to paint the picture of rich people being mean. You know, look at my favorite new movie, The Greatest Showman. You know, the rich people are always the mean people. And that is not the case, is it? And so we've got orphanages, and you will start out with very practical goals. I wanted to put food on the table when I started my business. And then you'll start building more meaningful goals, and then you will have legacy goals. And so be thinking about who you are and how you want to serve. You know, God put you on this planet to serve and love and give. And where's your joy? Where's your heart? And we not only have orphanages, but we are actually teaching them permaculture in Uganda that we're hoping spreads all through Africa. Basically, permaculture, traditional agriculture grows in rows. Permaculture grows in systems, and they're super excited about it. But this is what brings me joy, is being able to give back in this way. So don't shrink. Lean into your success, and you know, just really pray. Where are you to serve? It's amazing the space that you can fill when you think big and you have a big vision. My kids love to say to me, Mom, you're a celebrity in your own world, you know? but you can do things on a small scale, and then as your business grows, everything will grow. So don't be afraid of that. Hang around people like Sharon that will teach you that it's okay. It's okay, because, gosh, you can do so much good in the world.
Well, on that note, Donna, thank you so much. We're going to hold you over and do a little extra private interview for the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement. But I love to, I love how you just summarize it, having practical goals, meaningful goals, and legacy goals. I think that's fantastic. Each of us can learn something from that because, you know, it's not like you throw your practical goals away. You have all three, but now you have the luxury of being able to have all three and continuing to move and make a difference in other people's lives. So, Donna, thank you for sharing with us today. And hold on, we're going to say all of you, thank you for listening and watching this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. And come into our private Facebook group to learn more from Donna Johnson. Thank you, Donna.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.